Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Cold morning. I woke up. There was snow on the ground and some icy spots. Be careful.
Yeah. All I can tell you is that the sand trucks were out in front of me this morning when I was coming in at a very, very early hour. And clearly there was some snow on the sides, but I assumed because the sand trucks were all out that the roads had sort of frozen. And I do think you have to be very, very careful about this. It's also a good time to get your snow tires on.
No question about it. It's that first little bit of slickness on the roads that tends to get people, all the fender benders. Well, from that to the news that has been greeting us over the weekend, the President of the United States blasting the outgoing GOP Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, caught on a hot mic saying Republicans are toast if they become the party of Trump and Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Well, look, President Trump will not get off the dime when it comes to, is he supporting Moore or not? You know, he had the nerve to come after Al Franken while he is at least clouded in his support for Roy Moore, saying things like, let the people of Alabama decide. Well, all the newspapers in Alabama are coming out against Moore and saying, this is not who we are. This is not who Alabama is all about. So let me say that, you know, Moore appears significantly behind in the polls, but I don't know. You know, there's a fairly large group of people who are not saying what they're going to do. And I'm assuming those people are the Moore voters. You don't say if you're going to vote for a guy like that. And you don't say if you ever had a sheet over your head.
To New York, Alan, where over the weekend we learned first from the New York Post, it's also in the Buffalo News and other places, a woman named Lisa Marie Cater alleges that Sam Hoyt, former Buffalo assemblyman, got her a job at the DMV and then leveraged it to manipulate, sexually harass, and sexually assault her. Cater complained to Governor Cuomo's office about her treatment at the hands of Hoyt on at least six occasions, but says she was only met with hostility and indifference. The governor's office disputes that claim.
Well, look, we've seen some real game changer here in terms of people who complain. In the older days, David, people were saying, well, I can't, I'm afraid, I'm this and that. But we have seen now a spate of people making those complaints. In light of the modern day standard, the Cuomo people might be faulted, I'll tell you right now, because she says, and if it is true that she did complain on different occasions to the governor's office about Hoyt, then something should have happened. The fact of the matter is, when he left to do other things, but now we know that this series of accusations took their toll, must have taken their toll. So, you know, it's complicated, but in the end, if he did what she says he did, there really is no excuse.
Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State and, of course, presidential nominee in 2016, said on Saturday that President Donald Trump is obsessed with her.
Well, the Clintons and Trump are really something I've never understood. I've always thought that Trump thought that Hillary was going to give him a second run and that if he dirtied her during all of this time. But it may be different than that. It may even be that he has to have an enemy and that she was the enemy and that he had spent so much time dirtying her, this woman who had so many accomplishments in her life, that he would stand taller. Whatever it is, he won't give it up. I was particularly interested, David, in Senator Gillibrand's remarks about Bill Clinton, that he should have resigned. You know, this is a very dangerous place for her to be because Bill Clinton retired from the presidency with a 66% approval rating. I have a feeling it's probably gone down since then, but 66% approval rating, which was the highest of any modern president. So let's just assume for a second that there are still a lot of people who admire Bill Clinton. So when Kirsten Gillibrand says he should have resigned after having benefited from the largesse of the Clintons all along, she'll lose some people, in my opinion, at least Democrats who really adore Bill Clinton or who support the Clintons. I've seen it happen before. I saw an assemblyman in the Hudson Valley at one point after this Clinton stuff happened with Monica Lewinsky. He said he wasn't going to vote for Clinton. And he lost. But a big lesson here. You alienate large numbers of voters and your own continuation is in doubt. And when you think about it for a second, Kirsten Gillibrand has been mentioned as a presidential candidate. Well, you got to get through a primary to be a presidential candidate. And that while this may help her in an election cycle, I'm not so sure it would help her in a primary.